In Bremen, Victoria staat een 30 meter hoge oude graansilo, waar Guido van Helten, een internationaal bekende jonge schilder, over kerst en nieuwjaar een bijzondere muurschildering op maakte. Guido woont in Brisbane, waar hij begon met graffiti op muren te schilderen. Maar zo'n 6 jaar geleden werd hij professioneel. En nu schildert hij van deze grote portretten, zoals in Brim. Waar komt het idee eigenlijk vandaan om in Victoria een graanopslag te beschilderen?
I'm interested in sort of themes about surrounding like identity and culture, and I just like to sort of bring some emotion to walls. I think it's just quite an interesting thing. It's like in urban architecture to see a face, you connect with it.
Bij de graansilo in Brim waren er 3 aspecten die overwonnen moesten worden. 1, de grote maat. 30, 40 meter hoog. 2, de portretten zelf natuurlijk. En tenslotte de hitte over kerst en nieuwjaar op het platteland van Victoria.
Yeah, well, the weather always adds like a different level of interest to it to me. It's just another challenge I have to work through. I enjoy the different extremities and I've often painted in very cold weather. And then, you know, the wind and all of that. It just kind of adds to the process of doing it. You have to kind of adapt to the weather conditions, and that was just true to Brim as well. It's just the opposite.
Waar komt het idee eigenlijk vandaan om in Victoria een graanopslag te beschilderen?
Yeah, well, it's my idea because I'm often driving around. I always have noticed big grain silos, and they're very iconic structures of rural Australia, and they're all throughout New South Wales and Victoria, Queensland, everywhere, Western Australia. And I think they're very interesting sort of monuments to farming cultures. So I just had a feeling that I wanted to try and apply my work to that, because obviously some space in the city is limited. So so I put it to a friend of mine who at Jody Roller Studios in Melbourne, who then went to organise it, make it happen.
Daarna was het tijd om de portretten voor te bereiden, en daarvoor ging Guido de gemeenschap in met zijn fototoestel.
Since I based my work on photography and photographs, so I kind of went there and did a small photography project in the days leading up to organizing the design, just staying in the town and being with the people and just seeing how they live. So I took some photos of documented this time and sort of just developed it from there. But they're not a representative of individual people. Rather just the whole...
The genre more than anything else. Mm-hmm. See, I look at that and I think, how the world can you project something so large and not lose sight of where you are painting?
I know the measurements of the silo, and I just need to kind of compensate for that curve in the design, and I just need to use features of them to kind of guide me, so
yeah.
But there's not a lot of features on these. It just adds to the difficulty and the challenge.
Guido gebruikte gewone huisverf, en je kunt je voorstellen dat deze muurschildering een enorme attractie vormt. Mocht je in de buurt zijn, ga dan even kijken bij Brim in Victoria naar dit fantastische schilderwerk. 3 mannen en 1 vrouw. Typische mensen uit deze landstreek.